Former three-term Congressman Larry Hogan Sr. will forever be linked to the impeachment proceedings against President Nixon. As the first Republican to call for removing the GOP president, Hogan signaled that Nixon would have no escape except to resign. Balloting in the House Judiciary Committee came just as Hogan was launching a bid for Maryland governor in 1974, with hopes of unseating Marvin Mandel. His strong Democratic base in Prince George's County suggested the Republican Hogan might have a shot against the Democrat incumbent. In fact, critics would contend that Hogan's vote for impeachment was intended to boost his gubernatorial prospects. It didn't. His vote against Nixon cost him the Republican nomination for governor and forever haunted his career, as he recalled during an interview in 2015.
I lost a lot of friends, a lot of supporters, a lot of contributors by voting against him, and lost the nomination for governor because of my vote against Nixon. Not to say that I would have changed in any way, because I think I did the right thing. But many Republicans at that time were very unforgiving.
Even so, Hogan was still popular in Prince George's County and was elected county executive in 1978. Senate President Mike Miller, who has known both Hogans, senior and junior, for decades, said father and son share an appeal to working-class voters.
They're both gregarious. They both have they're both Irish. They both have a outgoing personality. And he had a flair, the same thing as his son does, for public relations.
Ignoring his son's advice, Hogan Sr. made one last bid for statewide office, challenging Democratic Senator Paul Sarbanes in 1982. He got trounced. He was still expressing his regrets in the 2015 interview.
Larry tried to talk me out of it, but egos are a driving force for politicians.
But those defeats just made victory all the sweeter when Larry Hogan Jr. bested the Democrats in 2014 to become only the second Republican governor in a half century. Senate President Miller said it just strengthened the bond between the two men.
Probably the most joyous occasion of his life was, other than having someone born, was to see his son achieve what he sought to attain and didn't. That's being the governor.
For Larry Jr., though, the entire expanse of his dad's career is to be celebrated, and maybe no moment more so than that vote to impeach Nixon, as the new governor explained in his inaugural address.
Dad put aside party politics and his own personal considerations in order to do the right thing for the nation. And I'm going to get emotional now. And he taught me more about integrity in one day than most men learn in a lifetime. And I am so proud to be his son.
Guess you could say the feeling was mutual. With help from Sheila Cast and Rachel Bay, I'm Karen Hostler for 88.1 WYPR.